This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stasio. Alexei Igudisman and Hyung Ki-ju met when both were just 12 years old. A renowned international music school in England was the place. They bonded over their shared love of classical music, but also over a shared feeling that classical music took itself just a little bit too seriously. They've been working to change that ever since. In the tradition of Victor Borge and Dudley Moore, Igudisman and Jo-ju will play music, comedy, and slapstick in a show called A Little Nightmare Music. And they performed all over the world. Their YouTube videos have been viewed over 28 million times. This weekend, they perform with the Greensboro Symphony Orchestra in two shows. Friday, they're going to be at Westover Church in Greensboro. Then Saturday, they travel with the Greensboro Symphony to East Carolina University. Igudisman and Ju join me now in the studio, and I welcome you both. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
What a pleasure. Your show's this weekend actually called Big Nightmare Music, I guess. What's the difference between big nightmares and little nightmares?
When you add a symphony orchestra, it's just bigger.
Yeah, it's the size. Size isn't everything, but in this case it is.
Tell me a little bit about your backstory. How did you meet and how did you decide to do this kind of crazy thing?
Well, we met at the age of 12.
We did, yes.
At a school, mentally stayed that age.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. It's a school called the Yehudi Menuhin School in England. And it really was a hate at first sight, I would say. Wouldn't you say so?
Well, I mean, hate at first sight, more like hate at first hit. Because this guy, Alexei, used to just beat me up the whole time. And really knee me in some very sensitive areas. You know, at least the TSA guys, they give you a bit of warning. Say, now we're going to go over the sensitive areas.
Right.
But this guy just, you know, like the Russian that he is, just bulldozed all over my body and bruised me.
Yeah, it was kind of popular to dislike Mr. Jew at that time. But then one day he walked into my room with a portion of fish and chips, which is the English delicacy.
Yeah.
The local delicacy in England. You know, back then, boarding school food was so bad that it was the equivalent of gold. And I looked at the fish and chips and I thought, oh my God, fish and chips. But I looked at him and I said, oh my God, that guy, I'm going to hit him. And then I want the fish and chips. And, you know, my brain nearly exploded. And in the end, I chose the fish and chips. And since then, we've been pretty much inseparable.
That was a great move. Well, I want to give everybody a little sample of just what it is you do. And we'll here we have, I think, this is actually a live public radio performance that you gave at WNYC Soundcheck couple of years ago, and here's the thing. Anybody who listens to this show knows how much this show loves The Simpsons, and I think your treatment of it here, and believe me, it happens, so stay tuned, we'll be amazed at what you did. Let's listen.
Maria, 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 Maria. I just met a girl named
The Simpsons.
I want to be in America. Okay, by me in America. I want to be in America. Okay, by me in America. Everything's free in America.
I want to be in The Simpsons. Tonight is not just any night. Tonight will be no morning's fire. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something's good. If I can wait. So pretty, I feel pretty and witty and bad.
Ow, ow, ow! Ow, ow, ow! Ow, ow, ow!
I want to be in Maria!
Yeah. Die Goodesman and Jew, I Want to Be in the Simpsons. And they're going to be performing with the Greensboro Symphony Orchestra Friday at Westover Church in Greensboro, Saturday, East Carolina University. That's just great, let me say first.
Thank you.
Is it? But this is, now this sounds to me like what you'd hear in an overture. Is this how you approach this music? You say, well, I can put any five songs together and mash them up. How does this work?
You know, that's a very good observation. We've actually never thought of it as an overture.
No. So our music is basically an overture to itself. And now it's us, but we never come.
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess you could kind of like, I mean, you know, the thing is, Alexei and I, we've always seen parallels. We've first of all, we've never discriminated between different types of music. It's like, oh, well, classical music is far superior to other types of music. No, we never did that. I mean, when we were kids, we were listening to everything that was thrown at us, and we continue to do that today. So one of the things we don't like is the snobbery in classical music. And other music is just as valid, and all music kind of influences each other, and all music comes from other places. And so, I mean, one song that's very typical of what we stand for is "I Will Survive," the disco hit from the 70s.
Yeah, but I think we'll hear that.
Oh yeah, maybe.
I think you've got that here, right?
Funny you should mention it.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to carry on. So now you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid look. I should have made you leave your key. If I had known for just a second you'd be back to bother me. Go now, go! Walk out the door. Just turn around now, because you're not welcome anymore. And you're the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye. You thought I'd crumble? You thought I'd lay down and die?
Thank you.
Guzman and Jew with the, I guess, Russian folk version of the disco hit I Will Survive.
Well, not just the Russian folk version, but what you just heard in the last 30 seconds was an example of what I was talking about, which is where the harmonic structure of I Will Survive also works for Final Countdown. What did we just hear? Final Countdown, the Pink Panther theme, I Will Wait for You, Michel Legrand, Killing Me Softly, Bach, Vivaldi, Chopin, etc., etc. So proving the point that all music comes from the same place.
Do you look for those things, or do you make it a challenge? Say, well, what's the most disparate set of movie themes I can think of, and let's make it work? How does it come together?
Both, all three, and none of them. those things do come to us very, very often because... We have that kind of mind that is always seeing parallels, but at the same time, sometimes we go out and look actively for, hey, what can we fit with this piece? But very often it just comes to us.
Yeah.
And for example, in the Simpsons that we heard, I mean, we realized that there are parallels between, you know, I Want to Be in America and the Simpsons theme. And we thought, wow, at the same time, isn't that funny? I Want to Be in America and Simpsons is something so essentially American in a way.
Right.
And we just thought that that's such a brilliant and interesting parallel. So we just draw on that. And we try to, whatever sketches and numbers we write, we try to write them on several levels. So on the one hand, they're funny enough and visual enough as well, partly, that everybody gets it. You don't have to be an aficionado or somebody who just likes fish. Somebody who
Very Victor Borg-esque.
Yes,
wonderfully done.
You don't have to be someone who loves music. If you do, you'll see a lot of kind of clever hidden things.
Yeah.
But you really don't have to. Anybody can come to our shows and enjoy them.
I got in trouble at NPR for pointing out that a theme from MacArthur Park is embedded in the Talk of the Nation theme.
Okay.
They kicked me out of the studio for pointing that out. So you play violin and piano, but then there was this weird thing that happened in the middle of that last tune, which was didn't sound like either instrument.
Yes,
what'd you do?
Alexei has a degree in dentistry.
And I do use it on my violin. Actually, no, it's very innocent. It's just a milk frother. This, you know, the kind of thing to make cappuccinos and stuff like that. And I have my violin and a milk frother here. As one does. right here in the studio. So I'll turn it on. This is the sound of the machine. And when I put it to the strings, I've put some plastic around the top so it doesn't spoil, well, doesn't break my old Italian violin. And then I can play any tune I like. So, yeah, sounds a little extreme.
violin con coffee frother.
Exactly. And, of course, we also use it inside of the piano, which has then a kind of cymbalum effect.
I think Bach would have loved it for his coffee cantata.
I want to make sure we play one more. I want to hear this next one because I want to talk a little bit about it. Talk about how we hear music everywhere and we don't always notice. There it is. You didn't know your cell phone could be so beautiful. That's amazing. And I want to go back. I want to play a little part of that because you do something there. I'm really running out of time, but I'm going to play this little clip from what we just heard because I think it's the astounding part. A simple theme, a couple of different notes. It's not just that the notes get played differently, but the timbre and texture that you create really keeps it interesting. Let's listen. Mm-hmm. When you do that with the piano, it creates a whole new atmosphere for us, a new song, and yet the theme is quite familiar. We know the theme.
Well, this is a beautiful piece actually written by Hyunki Ju, because we were both composers and we do use a lot of original compositions in our shows, A Little Nightmare Music and Big Nightmare Music. But in this particular case, he took this cell phone theme, which is originally actually by a Spanish composer.
Yeah, Spanish classical composer, Tárrega.
But it's only a tiny little segment of a theme, and Hyunki wrote a whole fantasy upon it, which is very beautiful.
It is a beautiful piece. I wish we had time for it here, but if you're going to be in Greensboro or you're going to be out in Greenville, why, then we can hear you, because Alexei Igudisman and Hyunki Ju are going to be performing with the Greensboro Symphony Orchestra Friday evening in Greensboro, Saturday at East Carolina University. And you can find out more about Big Nightmare Music if you go to igudismanandju.com. You're going to have to figure out how to spell it and find it, but you will.
we don't even know how to spell it.
Exactly.
So.
Well, this is, and it's the last time you'll be able to hear us with orchestra in the States until the end of the year, when we're coming back actually with the New York Philharmonic. We're doing the New Year's concert.
You'll be back in North Carolina?
It'll be in New York. So you'll have to fly. This time you can just drive. So just come this weekend.
Come this weekend. See it and hear it. It's fantastic. Thank you both for being on the program.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
And thank you for listening to The State of Things, our website, stateofthings.org. And this is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio.